Hey guys, welcome to the number 260 ever episode of the Wiz Talk with Chase. I am your host, Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. In today's episode, just a few days before the Wizard season kicks off in Indiana against the Pacers, we're going to be breaking down the young guns, Denny Avdia. Yes, I said it. He is on a rookie contract. He's in this conversation as a young gun. We're going to talk about him, his new contract, and what his expectations should be long-term on this team. We're going to talk about Corey Kispert going into a really important third year, if Johnny Davis can turn things around after a disastrous rookie season, and break down the Wizards, I guess you could say, first-round pick by Lal Koulibaly, how he did internationally and what his expectation should be in year one. We're going to be breaking down the young guns here on Wiz Talk with Chase. Remember, subscribe, follow, share, view, and let's jump into this. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn. So yeah, everybody, we are just a few days away from the NBA season. This is being recorded and will be posted on Monday the 23rd. Wizards start Wednesday the 25th of October. Tomorrow on the Cool Sports Network, you'll have an NBA season preview. Over here, you're going to have an episode tomorrow. We're breaking down Jordan Poole, and then we're going to have a huge, probably 20-minute preview episode on Wednesday, along with a game preview for their individual matchup against the Indiana Pacers. So looking forward to a great Wizards season, but a key part of this team long-term is going to be breaking down the guys that will be the future of this organization, and that is the young guns. And I'm calling them the young guns. You get the point. Oh, they're young players, I guess you could say. And that's going to be very important. Their young players are going to be very important long-term for this team, right? You're looking at this ball club this year, and Lal Koulibaly, Denny Avdia, Corey Kispert, Johnny Davis, they should all get time. Now, we're going to break down this in our season preview. Like, Johnny Davis and Lal Koulibaly have to be playing over, like, Landry Shamet and DeLon, right? The Wizards need to prioritize their young players over trying to win a basketball game. It's not going to be a great season to win basketball games this year, so prioritize your young talent. We're going to break them all down. Let's start off with Denny Avdia, who, for those who do not know, a few days ago signed a four-year, $55 million extension with the Wizards. So after this year, in which he won't be making too much money, actually he'll only be making $6 million. This will be his fourth year in D.C. He'll make $6 million. Then that four-year, $55 million contract will come in. And a huge question has been, is Denny worth it? That's close to $14 million per year. And is Denny Avdia worth that kind of money? I mean, personally, when I look at Avdia, I've seen a guy who still is not polished. He's a guy that still has not developed his offensive game. He had his worst three-point shooting season last year in the exact same attempts. That wasn't like, you know, higher volume or anything. He made less threes than ever, was less efficient, truly hasn't gotten much better from the field, and hasn't gotten much better from the line either. The only thing that we've seen from him is truly consistent defense, and he's like in the 97th percentile of defensive rebounding. So he's been a great rebounder and a great defender. But is that worth $14 million, where the Wizards, as we mentioned, are kind of stuck in that Daniel Gaffer contract? And they're paying Jordan Poole, I think, more than they wanted to. And if you can't trade Kuzma at the deadline, the Wizards aren't doing well, you're stuck with his 25 M's a year. So I don't know if Avdia is worth paying $14 million. I think you're relying on his development. Like, this is the year. Obviously, I'd love to look at Basketball Reference projections for him. They project him to break out. They project him to average 13 a game with 8 boards. Really not shoot much more efficient, 45, 32-75 splits. But I think we just need to see Avdija really take a bigger role in this team. ESPN's depth chart has him coming off the bench. There's no way Denny Avdija is coming off the bench. Denny Avdija is starting for this team. The Wizards want him to be one of the cornerstones or one of the futures of this franchise. And look, ever since he came in his 2021 campaign, his rookie year, all he's done is get better offensively, but I don't feel he's gotten good enough for, you know, going into his fourth year. I don't think he's developed the way I would want to. And look, I have shirts of Denny. I'm currently holding a Denny Avdija bobblehead. Like, there's nothing like Denny. Seeing Denny succeed would be one of my favorite things to see for this Washington Wizards team this upcoming year. But there's just a lot of question marks surrounding Denny, and I just need to see more offensive consistency for me to. I guess, is he worth the contract? It's a TBD. To be determined. I need to see if he can take his offensive game to the next level. You know, I know some of you are not Raven fans, but I talked about this on my Ravens newsletter. The Ravens signed Roderick Washington to a deal where he was making like over $5 million a year, and he had recorded like 1.5 career sacks. And some were a little confused why the Wizards made that deal, and they were really relying on him to break out in the future. I think this deal is really, you know, they're essentially not relying, but they're predicting on Denny breaking out and being a cornerstone of this franchise. And if he's able to do that, you're getting him at a very decent price. So, look, this is a really big make or break year for Denny Avdija. Offensively, I think he'll always be a good defender. But offensively, this is where he needs to take his game to the next level as one of the main offensive options on this offense. Now, the next player I want to talk about is Corey Kispert. And defensively, I have not liked what I've seen from Corey Kispert. He was a much better defender in college, and his rookie season really struggled to begin with, but we saw the promising signs at the end of the year. Ended up shooting 45-35, 87 splits with 8 points a game in that 2022 campaign. But I said it, I'm like, look, Kispert's going to have a great year in 2023 helping this Wizards team succeed. And that's exactly what he did, close to 50% from the field, 42% from three-point range, more like 42.5% from three-point range. It was one of the best percentages in all of basketball, averaged over 11 points a game. He really hasn't shown any facilitating abilities, not many rebounding abilities, and what I really would like to see him improve on this year, if he wants to sign an extension before his fourth year in the league, I would like to see him improve defensively. He hasn't been a great perimeter defender in my eyes. But look, whether he comes off the bench or not, he's going to have a main scoring role on this team, Corey Kispert, as a primary scorer, as a primary offensive option. Basketball Reference projects him to get 14 points a game and 4 boards with over 40% three-point shooting. I would take that. Again, I'm very high on Corey Kispert and his offensive ability. I didn't like his ability to create his own shot, and I still think he needs to show that this year because we still didn't see a lot of that in his second year in the league. But look, all these guys are going to have flaws. They're still young. They're still getting better. Even the best young players in the league are always getting better. And I feel Kispert right now is truly on the best trajectory out of all these young guys. And I think this year on an offense that has Tyus Jones, a really great facilitator, Jordan Poole, a guy who I'm very confident can run the offense. I wouldn't say effectively, but can run an offense that could score a ton of points. I'm confident he could do that. The Wizards have guys on this team. Avdija, we didn't even mention this for Avdija, and I apologize. Avdija is also a great facilitator, and he could take his facilitating game to the next level this year. Like, the Wizards have players that can make Kispert better, but I think this is another make-or-break year when it comes to development. And if Kispert wants a contract going into his fourth year, I think this is a really big make-or-break year for him. All right, now we've talked about two players that have pretty much succeeded already in their career. And then we go to Johnny Davis. And love you, Johnny, but last year could not have gone worse. Davis suffered with injuries and just was not the player I wanted him to be. Right. Now, this year, we're looking at a Wizards guard rotation that, you know, despite trying to play young guys, they're going to play Tyus Jones, Durant, Landry Shamet. I don't care. I want to play Johnny Davis because this is a make or break year in year two about whether we are going to see your 10th overall shooting guard break out into a great player, right? Like, this is going to be the year that we're going to have to see that from Johnny Davis. In college, he was great defensively. He was god-awful defensively in 2023, right? We were told he could drive to the paint, create his own shot. He hardly got to the free throw line. In the 28 games he played, he had one free throw attempt per game, and when there, shot 52%. He averaged 6 points, got better as the end of the season went on, but really was on the G League roster. And being on the G League roster for the Wizards is a very tough task because it, like, truly, like, their team wasn't amazing last year. It doesn't take much as an NBA player to have a key role in that team. He was on the G League and wasn't even thriving too much there. This is a make-or-break season for the guard out of Wisconsin. He needs to prove 39% shooting from the field, 24% shooting from three. Ridiculous. Now, per 36 minutes, by the way, these are the stats that I've been projecting for the Avdija points and Kispert points, all that. Per 36 minutes, which Davis won't play, but I expect him to play 20-25 minutes. He's projected to average 15 points a game, still shoot under 30% from three, six boards, three assists. Look, I would even take that. Slightly defensively, like again, this is a make or break year to see if he has the tools. I'm not saying that Johnny Davis has to be the player that we'll know of him for the rest of his career this season. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is this is going to be the year that we have to start seeing the signs of Johnny Davis improving and continuing to get better. I am high on Johnny Davis. Did I love his pick coming out of it, coming out of the draft? No, you can listen to my podcast. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I just said, let's see. And it wasn't great. But this is a year I get the Wizards have a ton of veteran guards that they do want to play, like Shamet, Jones, and Wright. If I'm the Wizards, I think one of the key goals for this season is to make sure that Johnny Davis plays. Because if he doesn't work out, you just wasted a top 10 pick that could have been really valuable on a guy that really won't do anything ever for your team. This is a huge make or break year for Johnny Davis as a guard in this league. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does, knowing that it is a make or break year. And then you have the 7th overall pick by the Indiana Pacers this year, or the guy that the Wizards traded their 8th overall pick for to get him, who was drafted by the Pacers, and that is Bilal Coulibaly. And yes, they traded for him. They traded with the Pacers to get him, but the Wizards essentially drafted him. The trade was already put in place, so the Wizards essentially take Coulibaly at number 7 overall. And at first, I hated it, and you could listen. And to be honest, when I don't even want to listen to my own episodes from earlier in the summer. And I can't delete them, but I don't want to listen to them because I was so wrong on what I wanted this basketball team to do. I was mad that they got Jordan Poole. I was mad that they drafted Bilal Coulibaly. Over time, I'm happy with both moves. We'll break down Poole tomorrow. We have a whole episode on that. But for Coulibaly, look, Bilal Coulibaly does not have an offensive game, and there's a good chance that he never develops an offensive game. He's very much a pick like the Oklahoma City Thunder would have. The Thunder have been a young team with a gazillion draft picks, and they've been drafting these essentially project players. And look, not a lot of them have worked. Usman Jiang hasn't done much at all in the league thus far. We need to start seeing that from him for the Thunder. Pokuševski really hasn't done much in the NBA, if anything, and he may never do anything in the NBA. But they draft the projects. And, you know, coincidentally or not, the Wizards get Will, actually not coincidentally, smartly, they get one of the head of operations from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Will Dawkins, who was under Sam Presti and helped build this Thunder rebuild. He comes in now as the Wizards general manager next to Michael Winger. And he comes in and he takes a project like Bilal Coulibaly. And in hindsight, I love the pick. I really do. He has a developed defensive game. Last year in Paris, shot 45% from three. Not a high volume, but at least proved he could be an efficient shooter. Free throw line, we don't need to talk about that. But the point is, he proved that he could still be viable offensively. Look, he turns the ball over. He doesn't make too smart decisions and doesn't really have a carved out offensive game. But that's stuff that he can develop as possibly a starter, if not a key, having a key bench role on this Wizards squad this upcoming year. I don't know why I hated this pick. I love it. This year is going to be much different for the Wizards. You get rid of, you know, your cornerstone guy, the guy that just scored points at will, was a generational talent for your franchise. You get rid of him in a decade of greatness that he did in Washington or whatever he did do. That's a whole other thing. But the point is that now you take a project, you take a guard like Coulibaly, who could play a guard or forward, 6'8", 200-pounder, who is great defensively, has potential shooting from outside, and could be a great two-way player in the NBA long term. I don't know why I was mad at the pick. I hate myself from back in June. In hindsight, I love this pick for the Wizards, and really glad they took Bilal Coulibaly, and I am very curious and interested to see how he does this coming year, how he develops, and what he does in his first year in a Washington uniform wearing that big number zero. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to seeing how Coulibaly does end up playing. All right, that is going to do it here for the number 260 episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. We hope you guys did enjoy. And yeah, let me know what you think of these Wizards young guns. Again, we are 2 days away from the NBA season. Tomorrow, we're going to break down Jordan Poole. And then on Wednesday, you're going to see a season preview. And you are going to see a regular preview for the Wizards opening night matchup in Indiana against the Pacers. You will want to stay tuned. All three of those episodes are going to be a banger. You're going to have four episodes in 3 days. You guys are lucky. We hope you guys did enjoy this episode. Enjoy the NBA season. We're going to have so much coverage coming up on the NBA and just over here in general on Wiz Talk with Chase, breaking down the Washington Wizards. Again, thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, follow, share, view. Let me know what you thought of these topics. And yeah, please stay tuned for future episodes. Again, thanks so much. That is going to do it for today's episode. Signing off, I am Chase Coburn, and thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe, follow, share, view, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.